Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a Friday. It's a good Friday.
Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
But tomorrow is going to be an amazing day. It's too hot to go outside. I'm telling you, man. Stay inside, jump online, and watch this.
Born April 21st in Louisville, Kentucky, and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Shawnee Mission South and the University of Kansas, and veteran of the United States Marine Corps who has built an acting career that has found him turning and scene-stealing performances in such films as Step Brothers, The Hangover, The Other Guys, 12 Strong, and many more. He returns soon to ABC with a new season of the Extreme Mini Golf Competition, holy moly, and he's here today to talk about tomorrow night's annual Big Slick event, the Big Slick Virtually Talented Show, to benefit Children's Mercy Hospital. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Rob Riggle.
Look at you. He comes walking down the hallway. He looks like he's 35 years old, ultra handsome, and perfect. What do you do? I eat air and I run all the time. I just live on my good feelings.
See, you beat me to the punch. You beat me to the punch because I was saying the exact same thing about you in the hallway. You look jacked.
I look like COVID beat me up with a pie.
No, you look like you've been pushing COVID around for 2 years.
What a terrible time it's been. Yeah. Awful, like awful.
Yeah. But I'm proud of you. I was telling you before we started, I follow you on social media because I enjoy it. And I've been enjoying your road trips recently, man. They look
finally,
awesome.
Finally, we're back, right? Like, we're going to do the, after Sturgis, we're going to take another long ride, like an 11-a-day ride.
Oh, yeah.
But we've been doing that ride for over 20 years. So it's the group has swelled up to 10 and down to 4. You know, just depends on who's going to go.
Yeah.
But here to Eureka Springs to Hot Springs and back again. And some of the stories I'm trying to think who's still married. You know what I mean? Like, what could you say? Yeah, there were some shenanigans.
Yeah.
If you ever meet a stripper named Spanky in Hot Springs, Arkansas, who literally pulled her underwear to the side and yelled, "I hope you're not a bunch of chicken asses," and slapped herself.
Uh-huh.
I was like, this...
Well, that's the big leagues.
Yeah.
We've gone big leagues.
We really have. Spanky was, she would go from strip club to strip club. So no matter where we'd end up in the early days, we would always run into Spanky. Spanky was a whole nother thing altogether. She was magical. But nothing a good Christian man like yourself would
like. No, I don't know anything about it.
So Big Slick is virtual again this year, which is, it bums me out a little bit because the timing.
It's frustrating.
If had everybody known it was going to end up on these dates,
sure,
we could have made it happen probably. Right.
Well, but yes. Yes and no. I mean, the thing is, it takes like 9 months to plan this.
Yeah.
It takes 9 months. And so as we started to probe the possibilities of, can we get this done? Can we get Kauffman Stadium? Can we get the Sprint Center?
There was no end in sight at that time.
And then, you know, celebrity recruitment, you know, getting celebrities to give up an entire weekend and come into the middle of the country to hang out in Kansas City. You know, it's a big ask.
Yes, and
we've been blessed that people have been doing it, and it's been growing and growing. But, you know, it's a big ask. And so, we just couldn't commit to things. We couldn't commit to getting all these venues booked.
But everybody, well, and especially right now, everybody's got to go back to work. I mean, you were talking about people who haven't worked for a year. Yeah. You know, production's been shut down, TV shows and movies and everything in between. Like, nobody can tour. Nobody's making any money. Yeah. And so, it's awfully tough at this point to go, hey, by the way, on the weekend, don't make money as a band. You know, right now, everybody's got to find their place.
That's right. And you're right. Like a lot of the bands we wanted to come in,
sure.
They're like, the stages are back open. We're back on the stage now.
Oh, yeah. And I'm so glad Steel Panther's back out.
Yes.
It's although I got to tell you, I believe his Styx golf game was getting amazing by the end.
He was like a 2 or 3 handicap. I mean, he was shooting scratch golf. He was getting really good. I'm like, you need to get back behind the skins, man.
Right. Yeah. So I couldn't help but notice as you, I was with a couple of dirty bastards in Arkansas on motorcycles when I noticed you were in. Was it Hawaii?
Yes.
Oh, with Mr. Patrick Mahomes playing golf.
Yeah, just a little bit.
We lead different lives. We lead very different lives.
Well, Patrick was nice. Patrick's always been a big supporter of Big Slick. Yep. You know, he comes out and supports, and which we're always, all of us are very grateful for. So he asked me, he's got the 15 and Mahomes Foundation.
Yes.
And this was his first annual event, and it was a golf tournament out in Hawaii. And he asked me to come out and host it, which I did, and it was awesome.
How's that phone call go? Ring, ring.
It starts with a hello, hello.
I swear to God, yeah. I would like to know how he's in your phone. Is he like the king, the best, or phenom? Like, what is he?
Then it's also a confirmation that it's not a prank call from one of my friends.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And then once I confirm that it's really him, the answer is yes. No matter what he's asking.
Of course.
He goes, would you park cars in my house for a party? Yes. Yes,
yeah. I would. Would you switch teams sexually? Yes, whatever. I don't care.
What do you need? What do you need? Just tell me what you need.
I mean, that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it was super fun.
And by all reports, everybody says he's just genuinely nice. Like
he is.
A good person.
He's a nice guy. He's gracious. He's everything you'd hope he'd be, you know,
and so
that's a good thing. And then he's got a charitable heart too.
Yep.
You know, he takes his power, his celebrity, his ability to help, and he uses it, which
that's
is great.
Awesome.
That's the most you can ask for anybody.
The greats are always great.
Yeah.
They really are. Like, you know, they say a lot of times, don't meet your heroes, but and actually to me, it's very seldom I've ever really run into like a hard where you go, not you, singer from Buck Cherry guy.
Yeah. Oh, you're killing me.
But the greats, the real greats, uh-huh. I mean, the ones who are going to really be remembered.
Yeah.
Well, they're pretty amazing.
I think so too. Cause I think their hearts are always in the right place.
Yeah.
And if that's your intention, if that's what you're trying to do, any misstep is just a little, thing. It's not it's not the intention behind what's going on.
Right.
And those, like you said, those champions have good intentions.
No, it's what a crazy life. And the fact that you look at what we're talking about with the Big Slick, you think about, you know, Koechner and Stone Street and you and Rudd, just everything that comes along with this. It's amazing that you guys are from Kansas City, the amount of success you've had, the genuine decency in that group, the good human beings in that group, and then all that you've done for Children's Mercy Hospital. That's rare. It doesn't happen in another city. You show me one other city that's kicked that many stars out into the world, and then they've come back together, stayed friends, and still, and, you know, in Sudeikis, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, though.
Well, listen, I think everybody, all the hosts I know personally and our friends, we all love Kansas City, genuinely love Kansas City. We have nothing but fond memories. We have family and friends. We stay connected to this city. We truly appreciate what we have here in the sense that Children's Mercy Hospital is one of the best children's hospitals in the nation. And we have it right here in Kansas City. And it's a treasure that we have to take care of. We, Kansas Cityans, have to take care of because, you know, no one from Houston's going to take care of it.
Right.
You know, we have to take care of it.
And what's more frightening than having your own child or somebody's kid be sick? I mean, I remember, first time I ever walked in Children's Mercy, one of my friend's kids, she was 2 and got rotavirus. She was maybe almost 3. And I walked into the hospital. It's a beautiful hospital, but I was not prepared for my own emotional reaction of seeing that kid so little in that big bed.
Yes.
And, I all of a sudden all my friends are there and I just burst out crying because I was so screwed up by seeing her there and then so thankful that these people were there to take care of her.
Yeah. If you're a parent, and if you're not a parent, if you spent a day down at Children's Mercy and you met the doctors, the nurses, the staff, if you even talk to one of the parents or even one of the patients, it'll change your life because if I've been blessed that my children have been healthy, but you know, I could empathize with the parents that were there because, you know, you're so vulnerable. You're so at the mercy of whatever's happening to your child, and to have the staff they have there to help you is the greatest thing on earth. And they do such a wonderful job there that it really is breathtaking.
And the way they put it together for kids,
it's
you know, 'cause getting sick as an adult's scary.
Yeah.
you know, but imagine you can't go home. You're 5 years old, you're 8 years old, 10 years old. And if you're in an adult style hospital, you're getting no answers. You don't understand the words. You don't know why they're doing this to you. In fact, it feels just like they're being mean to you for no reason. Uh-huh. But in Children's Mercy, they focus in on the fears of a kid, make the kid feel better, make sure the parents are available. Yeah. It's just, it's really is something else, man.
And they don't turn any child away, which requires a lot of independent funding. And that's why one of the reasons Big Slick exists is so that we can keep funding the good work that they're doing.
Saturday night, it all happens. Big Slick is back virtually. So people log on to Big Slick KC.
Yeah, BigSlickKC.org. Log on, 7:30 tomorrow night. This whole weekend, we're doing fun stuff. We're trying to do stuff. You know, normally our weekend, we always go out and play a softball game at the K, right? The Royals have been nothing but wonderful to us. We do a show. We have a bowling tournament. We do a show and auction. Obviously, this year, we're having to condense and change things.
Right.
Do what we can. Tonight, I'll be out at the Monarchs. I'll be out at Legends Stadium at the Monarchs. Which, by the way, I'm so glad the Monarchs name is back in Kansas City.
I was just going to say that. I was like, I literally get goosebumps because, you know, it is such a fantastic little ball field. It's right by my house.
Yes.
And I'm not a big sports guy. You know that. And but I would go out there and watch baseball for three innings because I get a hot dog, I grab a beer, and I feel like a little kid again, and I go, that was great, and then walk to my car and go home.
Exactly.
You know, it was really super fun. And the Monarchs are such a great part of our history.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And they've been reborn, and the stadium's been redone, and it's going to be fun. We're going to have fun tonight. And I think a dollar of every ticket purchased tonight is going towards the Big Slick.
That's a great area. Yeah. It's a great place. Man, before he passed, did you get to meet Buck O'Neill?
No.
Oh,
I did, but I feel like I did because I've heard so many stories and I know how valuable, what a treasure he was to Kansas City.
Like, and how old was he past 90?
Wow.
And to the end, he was magical. Like just super straight back, like just shining eyes. And he'd tell you a story about Satchel Paige and you're like, what are you talking about? And he loved girls. I mean, he was like, there's nothing more heartwarming than seeing a 9-year-old guy with the heart of a lion, like nose to toe, some broad in the audience. I was like, did you just look at her ass, bud? Like,
he was charming.
He really was. If he grabbed my mother's keister, I'd be like, that's cool, bud.
Yeah, it's okay. Like,
you're all good. You know, you know who Buck is, right, Mom? You know, but he was something. And there's such history there, man. Yeah. There's really is some beautiful history in the Monarchs in that league. It's really cool.
The Negro League, as it was called.
Yeah,
They have the museum is right here in Kansas City. Yep. And over Thanksgiving, I was in town visiting family, and we went. And we went around the museum. It's an amazing museum. It's so rich in history.
Yeah.
And you learn so much. And it's right here in Kansas City. You know, it's fantastic.
And anybody who's seen, like, the Jackie Robinson movie, and they know how everything integrated it and the story and the heart it took. It's somewhat frustrating and heartbreaking, but it is a great, you know, the ending is great. Like, you just realize we can get better. And it's just, there's a lot to be learned from it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tonight I'll be out at the Monarchs game, having fun, hanging there and again, trying to raise some money for Children's Mercy. I think the Monarchs even gave away, like 1,000 tickets to the staff of Children's Mercy, you know, so they could come out and enjoy an evening and you know, it's a good time. It's just a good time. Like, so, you said, you know, you can go there and get a dog and a beer
and watch the games.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, ice cold Coronas and hot dogs. Oh, it's fantastic, man. Yeah. And until you've seen somebody drunken in a hot dog outfit trying to run around the bases and just eat it in the dirt.
That's entertainment. That's just straight up entertainment.
It really is. Yeah. So tomorrow night, when everybody checks in, when they go to BigSlickKC.org, obviously all you guys will be there and then special guests be popping in and out.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to this.
We've reached out to, you know, a lot of the Big Slick alumni, people that have come in the past and some new faces, I think. And we've got some musical acts. We've got some people doing, you know, some fun stuff. The host will be there and a couple surprises. It'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
It is not the optimum way to do it. Like, in person is the magic when you get to meet these beautiful stars and these fun people and you get to see the interaction. But you know what? It's still for a great cause and it is going to be wildly entertaining. And then, you know what? Next year we get back to whatever it is, the next version of it is.
That's right.
And that's just the way this world's going to be. You can't let this stuff stop you. Make sure you get your Big Slick tee. Make sure you check in. Make sure you get your photos. Now, how can people donate? They straight up donate. They can sponsor and then they can buy t-shirts and merch, right?
Absolutely. So if you go to BigSlickKC.org, you'll be able to get all kinds of information on donating, volunteering, sponsoring, anything you want to know, you can probably find right there.
Yep. So how is it, by the way, how is your family? How is everybody?
Everybody's good. The kids are healthy and,
mom and dad are everybody's.
Mom, dad's, they're good. Sister's good. Friends are good. I feel blessed.
When did you get into town? Just yesterday?
The day before.
You son of a bitch.
I know. I know. But it's hilarious though. You know this as well as I, when I come back in town, like I'm booked immediately.
Oh, of course.
Like, because then it's like I'm having lunch with this person, this friend, and then I'm having dinner with the family, and then I'm having lunch with this to business partner or this.
Isn't that great though? Isn't it wonderful to be loved and to be still welcomed into your town like that?
Yes. It's really absolutely. I feel blessed that I have the friends and the family that I do.
So, by the way, holy moly, let's talk about this. Yeah. It's just become a sickness with me. It really is. I'm an infantile maroon. I'm telling you, the Uranus bit. I'm crying. I'm sitting on my even my girlfriend, who's pretty much used to my booger fart wiener lifestyle. She is like, you're laughing very hard at that. And I'm like, you don't understand why it's funny? Because it's in Uranus. It's stuck in Uranus. It's a planet.
Yeah, two balls stuck in Uranus.
But it's just such a, what a weirdo idea.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly, the first time I heard it, I go, wonder what that's going to do.
Yeah.
And then you realize this is fantastic.
Well, there's a new hole on season 3 called Pecker, mm-hmm. and I can't wait for you to see it. I think you'll enjoy it. No, we do. We have a lot of new miniature golf holes this year, and it's a lot more of the same. Just we try to heighten it and have a good time. And Joe, the guy I work with, Joe Testor, he's a legit sports announcer. He's one of the best sports announcers in the boxing announcers in the business.
She was saying it this morning. The pairing is perfect.
Yeah. Your chemistry together, because you can tell he's trying to keep it. Yeah. You just poke the bear.
Yeah.
You were even great doing that on Wheel of Fortune Celebrity as well.
Oh yeah.
Jake and I were going back and forth for that.
Nice.
It's good to see. You can tell your friends.
Oh yeah. Well, he is. He's a sweet, genuine man and a true professional. Which then that makes me want to be as unprofessional
Absolutely.
As I can be.
No, that gives you full rein.
Yeah.
So what about movies? What do you got coming?
There's
anything you can talk about?
Well, there's a movie that I'm kind of excited to do. I think Judy Greer and I are signed on to do it. Called Buzz, and that's all I can
tell
you.
That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's one of these things where everything got put on ice.
Yeah.
And so now we're just kind of waiting for the ice to thaw. And like, okay, so is it still greenlit? Do we still have the money? Is it still going to get made?
Yeah.
And it's this thing where like, yes, hold on, give me a second. And then they, the phone, you're like, every week that goes by, you're like, so are we doing it? Are we not doing it?
That's a hard life. Like, yeah. I mean, listen, you work constantly. And people love you and you work all the time. But still, like that life of it's lit, it's not lit. You got the pilot, you don't have the pilot. It was on, it's not on. Yeah. The guy, the greenlit, he got fired. So now you're out too.
Yeah.
Like, the stories I've heard over the years, I'm like, that's heartbreaking. Like,
well, the thing is, I get young actors and actor wannabes or comedians who want to talk about the business, and I get that. I'm usually down to talk about it, but what I end up always telling them is, there's no finish line. There's never
that's
a time
it.
You're
that's
ever
exactly
going to feel
right,
like
man.
I don't have to stress.
The monster's got to eat.
Yeah, always. Yeah. I mean, even the A-listers, the top of the A-list. They are fighting. Those guys are fighting for different things. They're fighting for the Oscar scripts,
right?
But they're still fighting for. They're still fighting for the parts.
It never stops.
You never get to a place where you go, and now I can just cruise. That doesn't exist.
Right.
Every day is a final exam. Every day is an audition, and every role you get, if you don't crush it, you might not get offered again. So you have to. You have to perform. You're on the thing. So there's no finish line. So people that got the wrong perception in their mind, like, if I get on SNL, I'm set. You're not. Not even close.
I got a record deal, so now I'm the work just now started.
Exactly.
You haven't done anything yet.
Exactly.
Somebody asked me the other day, like, how much prep do you do for the show? I go, what are you talking about? It never stops. You never stop assimilating information and thinking, how does this fit and where does this go? And because the monster has to eat every single day.
Yeah, and you never stop working and grinding and stuff. Now, you get better.
Yeah.
It's just like when you're a student, at least when I started college, I didn't know how to study. And I would read for 7 hours for one exam or whatever.
Right.
By the time I was a senior, I would look at it for 15 minutes and get a better grade.
You knew how to do it
better. Well, that's the same thing in any profession. You get better at it, but you still have to work. and you still have to grind.
So what do you want to do? Because, look, everybody knows you're funny, and they know, I feel like there's a leading man, like that superhero. Like, I feel like it'll happen someday for you, man.
Listen,
because that, to me, is the next thing for you.
Your lips to God's ears. I would love, you always want to do what you're capable of. You always want to see what you're capable of. So, yeah, I people always say, you ought to do your own movie. I'm like, really? Should I? Is that how it works? Yeah, I would love that. You know?
Like I see like the buddy movie, like Dwayne Johnson, like yeah. buddy movie. Like yeah. that's you guys, you just think, okay, what works? What complements each other? What do you see these people doing?
Yeah.
You know, there's just certain guys you can just see in that role, man. Yeah. And you've definitely got it.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. Did you always know it? Or were you like, I think I do. I think I have this.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. When I started in the business, it took me a long time. I started late. Because yeah. I didn't believe it was possible for me. I didn't think it was possible to go do this.
What year were you at Stanford's as a doorman when you were working there?
That was been 1990 through 92.
Yeah. Yeah, right about that. Because I remember I was working at Xerox and then the military years.
Yeah, the military years were 92 to 90 actually is when I joined. I retired in 2013. So,
good Lord.
So
yeah, that's called service, my friend.
Yeah. And you dealt with Craig. Glacier. Two long ass years.
Once you've been through the boot camp, the Glacier boot camp, the brothers, and God rest his soul. Yeah,
Marine Corps boot camp was easy after that.
I mean, if you look in the mirror right now, you're like, right. You know what? I got it.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm good. I came out. You know, nice.
Craig was weird because we still end up with comedians talking about Glacier because he was such a ridiculous character.
Yeah.
And he had this weird, we used to call it Hitler charm. You're like, why am I going along with this? Like, this is terrible what's happening right now. But he'd be like, think about it. I just, we're going to go. Yeah. And then, you know, his brother in the back, I'm like, bring me a spoon.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You just nailed it. And he would always go, give him the hater, Ricky. And I'd be like, he'd always quote that line from Major League or whatever. And I'd be like, no, I got it. I got it the first five times he said it. I got it this time, too. But he loved it.
But
there, you're right. There was this weird, weird thing about him where it was Craig charm. You went along with it for some reason,
yes.
And then you hated yourself for it.
Yes, and that was Glacier. And I still, it's so funny. He was suing us when he passed us, sadly. Yeah. And it was the best ever though, because he's like, because you said my brother and I were drug dealers. Or no, I'm like, you. It says in your book you're a drug dealer.
Yeah, this is your words.
And it just, God bless him. I still miss him because he was such a ridiculous human being and he made me laugh for so many years. Yeah. Sometimes it wasn't, with him, but he got stuck in his Lotus one day. And until you've seen an aged old guy with a bad toupee try to wrench himself out of a tiny window in a Lotus, like you haven't laughed. Like it's just, and he's so mad because the door is broken and he's crawling out at like age 62. It's just brutal, man. Just fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
But that's part of this journey, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's all part of it.
It all comes back to
Kansas City. No regrets about any of it. I wouldn't trade a single minute of it, but yeah, as far as getting started, I really didn't think it was possible until finally you get over yourself and you get out of your own way and you just go for it and you fail. And then you get back up and you try it again and it sucks and it's hard in the beginning and you hate it and then you grind through it. But if it's something you really want, you're going to find a way to get it done.
See, I feel like you came at it from a really different point. If you're just joining the show, Rob Riggle's with us and we're talking about how he started because you were a grown human being. You'd already served all those years, like, we're talking about, more than a decade in the service. And most people, what it takes to try it out there is youthful exuberance and inexperience.
Naivete.
They don't know. Yes. They don't know the hammers get ready to fall, right?
Ignorance is bliss.
Right. Yeah. And so you'd already seen the world. Yeah. You'd grown to the person you're going to be. And then you took a swing. And that, man, you just don't see anybody do that. That's a different place to start from. And I know it sounds weird to anybody listening, but, man, you need to be young and be like, why not me? And you got to have this big dream, and you're like, I don't care if I have to sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
Because most people, when they become an adult, they lose that ability to imagine themselves in a crazier place, a bigger idea. They kind of succumb to the world, lose their imagination. It's a sad thing, man.
Yeah, it is. And listen, and again, no regrets, and I don't have any problem with any part of my journey, really. But I did grow up with thinking, it's fine to have a dream, but you really need to get a job and you need to have something to fall back on and you need to have something steady and you need to have something that you can anchor yourself in. And I bought into that and I believed because it's prudent. It makes sense. It's not like it's bad advice. It's good advice.
Yeah.
But then, you know, if that fire is still burning in you at 28, which it was for me, I was like, if, you know, I got to try this. If I don't try this, I'm going to hate myself. And I can live with the failing more than not knowing.
Right.
Because then I'd be this age going, I should have done it. I could have been some. I could have done.
There's nothing.
But there was no way to know unless you go do it.
Yeah.
And it is. It doesn't happen overnight because, again, these young actors that come up to me, they want the shortcut. They want the.
Who doesn't?
How do I get from where I am now to where you are?
I want
to
do. Like, I want to be you.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm like, I get it. Because I was the same way. I'm looking for the shortcut. I was looking for, you know, how do I shave about 5 years off of this? And I'm like, you don't. You just don't.
Did you meet anybody?
You got to do the work.
Did you meet anybody who was a mentor? You know what?
Yeah, I did actually. When I was in New York, I was taking acting classes and at the Upright Citizen Brigade, taking improv classes. And I was still in the Marine Corps. I was still on active duty. So I would do that during the night. And during the day, I would do my Marine Corps duties. Harvey Keitel was a Marine. Is a Marine.
I love Harvey.
And he would always host this Marine Corps birthday ball. Well, I would come down and run it for him. I was a captain at the time, so I'd kind of organize, say, look, you need to have this, you need to do this, this is how the ceremony works, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of organized for him. And so I got to meet him and work with him personally. And then, you know, we would have lunch, whatever, and I go, you know, I felt like such a cheese ball, but I was like, you know, I'm an actor too. I'm trying to be an actor. And he was so gracious. Oh, tell me more. What are you doing? Where are you studying? Da, 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 da. And so I said, well, I'm here, 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 and here. And I said, you know, can you just tell me, like, how do you get an agent? How do you do these things? And he was really nice because deep inside of me, if I'm being really honest, deep inside of me, I was hoping he'd say, well, let me introduce you to my agent
of
or
course,
something like that.
Of course,
you know?
Right? Yeah.
Which I, you know, but he didn't. He's like, well, you got to do the work, you know, because you get on stage and you'll be seen and they'll come to you and da, 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 da. And I was like, yeah, that's helpful, but it's not helping me now.
Right.
You know?
Right. I need the magic bullet. Yes.
And the truth was everything he said came true. And I just had to be patient and do the work. And that's so hard to do when you want it bad. And you're watching all your friends get married and buy houses and move on with their life and get promoted and become vice president of so-and-so.
Well, and every phone call's like this, right? How you doing? You book anything? What do you got?
Or you come back to town and they're like, so I heard you're trying to be a comedian. Is that what's... And you're like, yeah. And they go, well, have you done anything? Have I seen you on anything? And you're like, no, well, I did a Conan bit the other day. And they're like, what do you mean bit? Like, I played a security guard. And then you're tired of justifying yourself.
Right.
Like, I don't need to do this, you know? And then you get mad. And then it's a very frustrating experience.
Sure.
The artistic life is going to be a challenge. If you choose a life in the arts, you better know what you're signing up for.
You better have thick skin.
Yeah.
So I assume you've crossed paths with Harvey again, and he's seen that it worked and that his advice was good advice.
Yes, I ran into him at a Christmas party 2 years ago out in Hollywood, and he was so happy for me. He loved everything.
I love this.
That I have done. He'd seen me and do stuff, and he's always been a really big supporter, and not in a way that he didn't offer me anything. He didn't pave any pathway, but he gave me really good advice, and I was smart enough to listen to it and stick to it.
Dude, in my head, he's one of those salty old uncles. You know, one of those guys that gives you the no-esser. You know what I mean? Just you're like, he's like, I'm going to tell you how it is.
Yeah.
And he knows I'm not going to say it twice.
Yeah.
If you hear me.
Yeah.
And
what he said was true. You know, he was like, he said things like, you know, if you want to act, get on stage. Stage time's everything. Get on stage and perform. Do the shows. They're going to find you. Trust me. They will find you. And I was like, that's not going to happen. You know, like I kept thinking that's not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. Well, guess what? It did.
SNL happened.
It absolutely, you get on stage and they will, if you have what they're looking for, they're going to find you. And I've gone to shows and we've all gone to shows, whether it's a play or a stand up or improv or whatever. And you see people on stage, you're like, I like that person. For whatever reason, that person is working.
Yeah.
And it's true. And casting directors, producers, they come to shows and they see that and so they do come to you eventually.
Yeah. And there really is. There's a A-list quality. There's a quality that comes with certain people. You'll meet them over the years, and you're like, wow, you're like a warm campfire. You're like, I just want to hang out near you and bask in this for a minute. Because I remember that used to be, the running joke was I'd gone McConaughey. Because I sat down with Matthew McConaughey, and he was so, like, you were like, I just want to be your friend, man.
Yeah.
Just we sat down. He comes out of this goddamn Airstream trailer. He's promoting a movie here in Kansas City. He's coming through town. and he's drinking tequila at 11:30 in the morning. He's insisting you have some with him. Yeah. Then he's telling stories about going through Molly and fist fighting some guys for fun. And by the end, you're like, I'll just go with you. Yeah. I don't even need radio anymore. I'll be your guy, right? We'll just be friends.
There's so few people in this world that are really comfortable with themselves and really comfortable in their own skin. Everybody's trying to put on a face or a mask or shine or do something.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people just are really good with who they are and where they are and what they're doing.
No, they light
it
up.
And those people, you envy them and you want to follow them and you want to know how are you doing it.
Yeah.
And he's one of those guys.
Yes.
So I totally get it.
He's got an uncle, and I know we got to get you out of here, but his uncle Rooster.
I've heard the stories.
Oh, my God. So he was doing a TV show for a while, so we ended up talking on the phone quite a bit. Yeah. And he was going to New York. And so he's like, I don't know about New York, because he's a Texas guy. And I go, let me tell you where you're going to go. It's over off 44th Street, and it's called Jimmy's Corner. Jimmy Connor was a boxing guy. He was a run guy and a corner man. And so he had this bar. It was $2 beers, $5 shots, little shotgun place. And we'd been going there for years. He walked in there. Told him I'd send him, and he said I sat there all day long drinking in New York City, this little bitty bar, and he goes, it's the greatest place in all of New York. Jimmy passed from COVID, but you'd have loved him. Like, every picture was him and Muhammad Ali, him and Foreman, him and Lennox, him and just nonstop. And if you asked him correctly, he'd tell you all the stories. He'd sit with you and tell you what he had done. He's got a Madison Square boxing bell, original one. It's on the wall there. Now he's passed. His son is running it. But, man, if you ever you
that's go in fantastic. There and you want to go there now.
You would love it. It's Jimmy's Corner. It's just out of Times Square on 44th. But it is just a little bitty shotgun bar with a little bitty canopy sticking out. Just says Jimmy's. And you would almost never walk over in there.
Going west, right? Yep, going west. Okay. Yep. So and, Hell's Kitchen area.
Oh, I'm sorry. Going east, by going the way. East. And it's just, you would love it. It was built for you. I'm telling you, next time you go back to New York, you're going to walk in and go, yeah, I'm home. This is where I'll always come to.
Okay. So I'm in.
Big
I'm
slick sold. Tomorrow night. Tonight, though, the Monarchs.
Yeah.
What time does Monarchs, that start?
I think it starts around 6 o'clock. Gates open somewhere around there.
We had so much planned for you. I took it off. We were going to take the last of. We had questions for you. We had a whole thing.
We'll do it next time.
Next time, man. I love you, dude. You wear the legend well.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
You represent this city so fantastically, man. Thanks, I'm proud for you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Mr. Rod Riggle, man. Great job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.